From the studios of 96.3 FM, Freak Radio, in Santa Cruz, California, it's time for the Weekly Freak Show. Headlines and highlights for the week ending Thursday, November 9th, 2000. My name's the V-Man, and I'll be your host for this half-hour look back at the news and features you didn't hear in the corporate-controlled media. On this week's program, we'll be speaking with John and Reckless about the FCC's shutdown of Free Radio Austin, an unlicensed radio station operating in Texas since April of 1999. Plus, this week's Spotlight Sound. Don't miss the Weekly Freak Show, coming up next. And now, headlines for the week ending November 9th, 2000. On Thursday, November 2nd, Austrian anti-nuclear activists began a blockade at three border entrances to the Czech Republic, aimed at forcing the Czech government to shut down a recently activated nuclear power plant in Temelin, 30 miles from the border. By noon Sunday, the blockade had extended, and the last of 15 crossing points had been closed to traffic. The Austrian government is opposed to the plant, citing safety and environmental concerns. Talks produced little between the two nations, and three blockades were to remain until Thursday. 11 people, including three videographers, were arrested Sunday, November 5th, at the Statue of Liberty in a demonstration against the United States Navy's continued occupation of the Puerto Rican island of Vieques. The protesters climbed to the top of the statue and hung two flags, one of Puerto Rico, the other of the island of Vieques. A banner which read Free Vieques was also hung. U.S. Park police claim a window was broken at the top of the observation area, and a man climbed out to unfurl the flags and the banner. The unidentified man was arrested after more than 2 hours of negotiations with police. Charges from the U.S. Attorney's Office are pending. David Brower, a man applauded by conservationists around the world as a true environmental champion, died of cancer Sunday, November 5th, at the age of 88. Brower was the first executive director of the Sierra Club, a position he held from 1952 until 1969. Earlier this year, he broke ranks with the Sierra Club over that group's endorsement of Al Gore in the presidential race. Brower is credited with founding Friends of the Earth and the Earth Island Institute. He led campaigns to establish 9 new national parks and helped gain passage of the Wilderness Act of 1964. But his best-known accomplishment was his success in the 1960s when he led a Sierra Club campaign to block 2 hydroelectric dams proposed for the Grand Canyon. He was nominated 3 times for the Nobel Peace Prize and received numerous awards throughout his life, including 1998's Blue Planet Award. And finally, in the early hours of Thursday, November 9th, members of Students Against Sweatshops locked themselves to the doors at the University of Arizona's administration building in protest of that school's continued support of sweatshop labor. In April 1999, University President Peter Likens had agreed to withdraw from the Fair Labor Association, an organization that intends to monitor apparel production, which has come under fire as being controlled by apparel corporations themselves. In August of this year, the school's Faculty Senate Task Force for Monitoring Labor and Human Rights Issues released a report recommending that the University of Arizona withdraw from the Fair Labor Association. On October 11th of this year, Likens defied this recommendation and announced the school would remain a member of the Fair Labor Association. The locked down students were arrested after shutting down the building for more than 7 hours. At press time, the school's administration had yet to issue a statement. And those were headlines for the week ending November 9th, 2000. We'll be right back. In April 1999, Free Radio Austin in Texas went on the air at 97.1 on the FM dial without a license. The station was visited by the FCC in June of that year, and a DJ allowed them to confiscate their equipment without a warrant. It took about 3 weeks for the station to return to the air. Then, on October 10th of this year, the Federal Communications Commission, along with agents of the U.S. Marshals Office and Austin Police, served the pirate broadcasters with a warrant and seized their equipment. They were back on the air within 74 hours. On Monday, November 6th, the station was again served with a warrant and shut down. Freak Radio's Skidmark Bob spoke with John, a resident at the house which was raided on Monday. He begins by describing the FCC raid.
Beloved FCC agent Lloyd Perry and U.S. Marshal, about 6 APDs, and I think one FBI agent came to our property today and handed me a warrant and proceeded to go back in the garage to get into our studio. We had a show going on, The Messenger was on at the time, and he was able to lock the studio from the inside and probably had like 2 minutes of airtime after he knew the raid was going on to get listeners to show up and to put the word out. And they couldn't get through our door, so they came around the side and finally broke a window and crawled through that.
How many were there?
Oh, it's probably about 10 guys in all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Were there U.S. Marshals as well?
One U.S. Marshal that identified himself. One guy that was at the other raid, who we have pictures of, but he's never identified himself.
Uh-huh.
Man, I think he's FBI guy.
Was the Austin Police Department there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what happened? Did they finally got into the studio?
They finally got in. They turned off the power.
Right.
And, of course, and once they were in, Messenger opened the door, and they proceeded to cut down our antenna and stole all our equipment.
Really? Were there some people protesting that there as well? Did people show up?
Yeah, because he was able to get the call out. And
on the air?
On the air. And I was in the house. I was able to call people as well. They weren't only really paying too much attention to me. And so within, 10 or 15 minutes, we had a big people. And within, 30 minutes, there was probably like 100 people here, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Listeners and programmers.
Did anybody get arrested?
Yeah, one girl actually did get arrested.
What happened with that?
When the FCC agent, they loaded up his SUV with all our equipment, he tried driving down our street, and people kept jumping in front of the car, and there was just a steady stream. Practically the whole protest followed his car, or got in front of his car to keep him from getting away.
Yeah.
And the cops, as soon as somebody would get in front of the car, the cops would throw him out of the way of the car. And that went on all the way down the street as far as I could see, and then out of my sight. Heard it went down all the way down the end of the street, like the whole block down. So. And one girl, I was still in my yard because I had my kid with me. I have a 2-year-old, and
mm-hmm.
I was keeping an eye on him. But one girl did come back in handcuffs, and they took her away. And I believe there was a protest down at the police station. One girl got hit also by the car, and an ambulance came and got her.
Wow.
And the weird thing about that is after she got hit, the FCC agent Perry, Lloyd Perry, didn't stop.
He ran over her.
I don't know if he ran over her or hit her and she bounced off. It was out of my sight
right
at the time. But I did see the ambulance take her away. and they had her, you know, on a stretcher.
Well, that's one way to defuse the situation, run over somebody, huh?
Right. And as far as I know, you can't hit somebody with a vehicle and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I heard. So I don't know what's gonna become of that yet.
Right.
Have to wait and see. I believe I heard she was gonna file suit, though.
So you guys were recently taken off the air, what, 2 weeks ago? How long has it been?
No, we've been on a month, I think. I think we were closed down on, like, October 7th or something.
Mm-hmm.
We were up again October 10th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then they came
about
in.
About a month, yeah.
So it took them a month to finally get around to shutting you guys down again.
Yeah, well, before they'd given us a warning, and it was more like a cease and desist type thing.
Right.
And I'm no lawyer, and I was trying to redo that through the warrant, and thank you. And trying to make some sense out of it. And apparently this time, they were able to convince a judge that it would do them damage or injury or loss if they warned us about the raid. So they got a temporary injunction put into this where they could just, they didn't have to put any notice of it or give us any warning. So they were able to just come in really quickly this time.
Was there anybody's name on the injunction?
You know Reckless.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's
okay.
On it, and myself.
But she wasn't there, was she?
She was here eventually.
Oh, okay.
She was at work when it happened.
Okay.
And her and myself, and they've also added something new. Any and all Mary and John Doe's.
No sale! Sarah!